WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
It can only be attributable to human error.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
It is as necessary for me to be as vigorous in condemning the conditions which cause persons to feel that they must engage in riotous activities as it is for me to condemn riots. I think America must see that riots do not develop out of thin air. Certain conditions continue to exist in our society, which must be condemned as vigorously as we condemn riots. But in the final analysis, a riot is the language of the unheard.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to drink like I do.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I shall not seek and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily in layers. Hook up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Signs, please. I have some very sad news for all of you, and that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. Martin Luther King dedicated his life to love and to justice between fellow human beings. He died in the cause of that effort.
by the Beatles playing tonight of Dr. Martin Luther King. I ask every citizen to reject the blind violence that has struck Dr. King, who lived by nonviolence. Yeah.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. As Mark Twain said, history doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme. And if you've been listening to me for a while, you know I think there are a lot of similarities between 1968, the most tumultuous year of the latter half of the 20th century, and this year of 2020 that we're living in now. On March 6th, I collaborated with DJ Luke Palette on a mostly live mixing experiment, incorporating a vinyl album, CBS News reports the incredible year 1968 that Chuck Yu kindly lent me. You can download the MP3 podcast of that rather successful experiment, in my opinion, and listen to it from tearsofthegods.org. This episode also explores 1968. All the songs are from that year, either Billboard Top 100 singles or from albums released that year. And then for our audio clips, well, a while back, in a cardboard box labeled Free along the street, I came across a big hardcover book titled We Interrupt This Broadcast. It came with two CDs narrated by CBS News and NPR reporter Bill Curtis that included flash news reports on important historical events of the 20th century. I was reading through it recently and realized that this Friday, June 5th is the anniversary of the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy, which sadly followed the April 4th assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. and the extensive riots in cities across the United States that occurred at the time. You know, it's not like I believe the universe is telling me exactly what to do, but sometimes it seems to give me pretty strong suggestions. So in this episode, I'm mixing up exclusively music from 1968 for you, along with news reports on the Martin Luther King and Robert F. Kennedy murders. With both 1968 and 2020 being what they are, this all songs from 1968 mixed with news clips concepts actually seems like it could be a continuing Tears of the Gods subseries, like my Sounds of the 70s subseries that we've done a couple of different versions of with different featured bands. There was so much great music made in that decade, as well as the year we're exploring in this episode, 1968. The epic film 2001, A Space Odyssey, also came out in that year, and I'm mixing in clips from that movie. Plus, as I researched this topic, I came across a speech Martin Luther King made exactly a year before he was killed, April 4th, 1967, The Other America. And in it, he talks about how he believes in nonviolence and he doesn't condone rioting, but that it's critical to understand that a riot is the voice of the unheard. And I'm going to include excerpts of that on top of a mostly instrumental Jimi Hendrix track, Still Raining, Still Dreaming. We began the intro set with the theme from 2001, A Space Odyssey, composed originally by Richard Strauss, as Thus Spoke Zarathustra, and then Blood, Sweat, and Tears with the overture from their Child is Father to the Man album, followed by The Doors, Hello, I Love You, from their Waiting for the Sun album. Backing me up right now is Jerry Goldsmith and his theme from Planet of the Apes, which was another big movie hit of 1968. So let's get the rest of your sound collage party going with some Jimi Hendrix, James Brown, and news reports from 1968 here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, broadcasting only on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web. Yes, we are Tufts freeform community and sometimes even educational radio.
Trying to say, oh, little boy, you know I could. The United States was a country founded in slavery, and one which, 100 years after slavery's official dissolution, remained half equal and half free. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a pacifist, a Baptist minister, a spiritual man with a dream to eradicate injustice, and a brilliant tactician with a plan to make that dream come true. It was a plan which called for non-violent but unremitting resistance to racial discrimination in all its sanctioned forms. And it worked. Dr. King commanded respect and attention for a civil rights movement whose time was long overdue. He rallied support for the cause through masterful oratory and personal charisma. But mostly he did it through shining example, absorbing physical beatings, jail terms, and scathing criticism from enemies and supporters alike, without ever veering from his path. It was a path that led him to such ordinary outposts as Memphis, Tennessee, where he journeyed in April 1968 to lend support for a strike by that city's sanitation workers. It was there, standing on the balcony outside his room at the Lorraine Motel, in the dimming sunlight that afternoon, that the 39-year-old Nobel Peace Prize winner made one final sacrifice for his cause.
Beat. Keep living on our knees. Say it loud. This is an NBC News Hotline special report. Here is Don Hickman in Memphis.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was shot outside a Memphis motel this afternoon. His condition is not known at this time. Police put out a wanted bulletin for, quote, a young white male, well-dressed, who was seen running from a brick building across the street from the Lorien Hotel. Police said the assailant apparently jumped into a late-model white car after the shooting and sped away.
Repeating that bulletin, Dr. Martin Luther King was shot outside a Memphis hotel this evening. His condition not immediately known, but he was taken to a hospital. Lou Wood, NBC News, New York.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was killed by a rifle bullet fired from a flophouse across the street by a drifter with a criminal record named James Earl Ray. News of his death sent shockwaves across the country as millions expressed their sorrow and grief. Some quietly, others in a violent rage.
Every citizen to reject the blind violence that has struck Dr. King.
That night, President Lyndon Johnson addressed the nation to plead with outraged citizens to stay calm.
I know that every American of goodwill joins me in mourning the death of this outstanding leader and in praying for peace and understanding throughout this land.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cataract shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Strands and polishes of fan, she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle that loves blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Dr. King's aims of racial harmony and economic justice remain far from settled. His personal legacy remains an inspiration to millions of others. Through their efforts, his dreams refuse to die.
I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anymore. Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening we are mixing up music exclusively from 1968, plus news reports from this book and CD package. We interrupt this broadcast, narrated by CBS News and NPR reporter Bill Curtis. We began the set with Jimi Hendrix and Gypsy Eyes from Electric Ladyland. And then James Brown, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. Followed by Steppenwolf, Born to Be Wild. Simon and Garfunkel, Scarborough Fair. And then the Chambers Brothers, Time Has Come Today. In the next set, we're going to be hearing some excerpts of a speech that Martin Luther King made exactly a year before he was assassinated, April 4th, 1967, The Other America. And he explains how he believes in nonviolence and thus doesn't condone rioting, but how it's critical to understand that a riot is the voice of the unheard. And I'm going to be mixing that up on top of a mostly instrumental Jimi Hendrix track, Still Raining, Still Dreaming. But first, let's get things started with the Rolling Stones and Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Bye. station can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Socially destructive and self-defeating. I'm still convinced that non-violence is the most potent weapon available to oppress people in their struggle for freedom and justice. I feel that violence will only create more social problems than they will solve. That in a real sense it is impractical for the Negro to even think of mounting a violent revolution in the United States. I will continue to condemn riots and continue to say to my brothers and sisters that this is not the way. Continue to affirm that there is another way. But at the same time, it is as necessary for me to be as vigorous in condemning the conditions which cause persons to feel that they must engage in riotous activities as it is for me to condemn riots. I think America must see riots do not develop out of thin air. Certain conditions continue to exist in our society, which must be condemned as vigorously as we condemn riots. Then the final analysis, a riot is the language of the unheard. What is it that America has failed to hear? It has failed to hear that the plight of the Negro poor has worsened over the last few years. It has failed to hear that the promises of freedom and justice have not been met. It has failed to hear that large segments of white society are more concerned about tranquility and the status quo than about justice, equality, and humanity. And so in a real sense, our nation's summers of riots are caused by our nation's winters of delay. And as long as America postpones justice, we stand in the position of having these recurrences of violence and riots over and over again. Social justice and progress are the absolute guarantors of riot prevention.
Song for me, for I will sing. there would be another dream for me. Someone will bring it. I will drink the wine while it is warm and never let you catch me looking at the sun. After all the loves in my life, you'll still be the one. I will take my life into my hands and I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes and I will lose. Desire my passion flow like rivers through the sky. And after all the loves of my life, oh, after all the loves of my life, I'll be thinking of you and wondering why.
That was different. We thought you were inferior.
Now you know better.